Praise the Lord. Message number 214. The title of the message, Watchman, part 30. And the title of this Watchman message is, Why Church Leaders Cannot Rebuke God's People for Their Sins. Let's open our Bible to the book of Isaiah, chapter 56 and verse 10. You say, Israel's watchmen are blind. They are all lack knowledge. They are all mute dogs. They cannot bark. They lie around and dream. They love to sleep. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. And we praise you for this time. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. Thank you because you are sending your word to us on time to teach us your ways and to guide us and to direct us and to help us to grasp things that is going around us that will give us warning, to give your church and your people warning message to make us awake, to make your workers awake, and your pastor and your shepherd be responsible, careful, accountable people who are delighted to serve you and continue to serve you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you desire a harvest and there's a purpose of sending this message to your church. Let your purpose prevail. O God, anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow in the life of your church and your people. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We know that church leaders should be quick to respond when they see people sin and do wrong. And they should be alert and discerning. And they shall be also bold to face people and rebuke them and correct them for their sin, because the wage of sin is death, and sin will bring destruction. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Christ died for our sin, and for us we need to repent so that we can receive the salvation of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. Here we speak about Israel's watchmen. Watchmen are people who are the watching to guard, to protect. And they are the first one who should be discerning and alert to warn the people of certain things. But here you say that Israel watchmen are blind. They are all lack knowledge. They are mute dogs. They cannot bark. They lie around in a dream. They love to sleep. Watchmen and watchwomen are appointed by God, and they should be alert, watchful, able to see God, to see and to grasp the vision of God, and to see what God is moving and is doing through his word. And they should be diligent to sound the trumpet to warn the people of the coming wrath of God because of sin. That is the work and the duty of the watchman that God had appointed in his church. Workers, pastors, leaders, overseers are all watchmen. And the word of God, it shows very clear responsibility that God had laid on each and every one of us. God revealed to the watchmen the truth very clearly, that those who are going to obey the Lord, and whoever they are, They are the one whom the Lord will going to bless and reward and make them settle and satisfied in His precious promises. You know, in the same chapter that we have read in Isaiah 56, if you will read verse 2 to verse 8, we can see the glorious promises of God to those who obey Him, whoever they are. And God was expecting that the watchmen that He had put in the church with His people, they will be the one to warn the people and correct them and bring them back to the right track to receive all these good promises. But instead, they were not alert. They were sleeping dogs. They were blind. They lack knowledge. They were mute. They just sleeping and they were dreaming. God was not expecting that from them. You know, in verse 2 to verse 8, let's read what God had promised to those who love Him. Blessed is the man who does this, the man who holds his fast, who keeps the Sabbath without desecrating it, and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Let no foreigner who has bound himself to the Lord say, the Lord will surely exclude me from His people. And let not any Enoch complain, I am only a dry tree. Verse 4, for this is what the Lord says to the Enochs who keep my Sabbath, who choose what pleases me and hold fast to my covenant, to them I will give within my temple and its walls a memorial and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that will not be cut off. So God is giving a precious promise even to the Enoch who were not allowed to enter the temple of God, even to the foreigners, as long they are going to obey the Lord. In verse 6, and foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord, to serve Him, to love the name of the Lord, and to worship Him, all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it, and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. The Sovereign Lord declares, He who gathers the exiles of Israel, I will gather still others to them beside those already gathered. So here the Lord is very clear in His promises that He has no respect for man. Those who obey, they'll be part of His church and they'll be also part of His people, and they will enjoy everlasting life with each and every one of us. And He was expecting that the watchmen that He had put in Israel, that they will sound the trumpet and they will tell these things clearly to His people. But the opposite sadly had happened. The watchman whom God appointed to warn the people and make them aware that God's wrath is coming to those who disobey Him and His reward to those who fear Him, they fail to do that. You know that, we know that very well, that dogs usually bark to make the people aware and alert to notice and hear certain things. These watchmen, they were mute dogs. These church leaders, those Israel leaders, they were mute dogs and cannot bark. They are not only useful, but they are not only useless, but they are harmful people, because they are not the real They are not real, and they are not giving warning and make people heed the real situation around them. You know, when he say mute dogs, they are not useless dogs, but they are harmful church leaders. The pastor and the church leaders who do not warn the people of their sins and remind them of God's word and his decrees and stipulations, they are useless and harmful leaders. Because finally, when the people are not warned, they will continue to sin, and God will hold the leaders accountable to the sins of the people, and with their quiet attitude and their way of condoning the sin of the people will get harmed. But the question here, why those leaders turn from being faithful, watching over the affairs of God and his people, and become mute dogs? They cannot bark, they lie around and dream, they love to sleep. Why they are changed in this negative and bad way? If we will read Isaiah 56 verse 11, after the verse that we have chosen, verse 10. Verse 11 say, they are dogs with mighty appetites. They never have enough. They are shepherds who lack understanding. They all turn to their own way. Each seeks his own gain. From this verse, verse 11, we can grasp why today church leaders, pastors, shepherds, overseers cannot rebuke God's people for their sins. First point, they are dogs with mighty appetite. They are church leaders who are lusting after worldly things. That is why they are agreeing with people, worldliness and idolatry. If they have the same mind and thought of the people, if they have mighty appetite toward worldly things, then they will agree with people, worldliness and idol worship. This, the next point in verse 11 say, they never have enough. They are so greedy about material things. Greed is the second reason why church leaders fail to rebuke God's people for their sins. The third cause is say they are shepherds who lack understanding. You know, they don't have understanding. And in verse 10 we have also read, they all lack knowledge. Why they don't have knowledge? Why they lack knowledge? Why they don't have understanding? Because their willful disobedience to God and their unfaithfulness toward his command make their minds cannot see sin and wickedness. They read the Bible, but they cannot go deep and see the truth of God's word, and they can see sin of the people through God's word. They are shepherds who lack understandings due to their willful disobedience to the call of God. The fourth point is say in verse 11, they all turn to their own way. Those church leaders, they forsaken the ways that God described in his word, and they followed their own ways, the worldly ways of doing ministry. You know, if you see deeply the ministries that's going on in the churches of God, you can see God's way as well as you can see man ways and worldly ways. You can see things not described in the word of God. That is what he say here. They all turn to their own way. The point number five is say he seeks his own gain. Selfishness and irresponsible character make them mute and harmful dogs who fail God and who and what he asks them to do for him and his people. They totally lost their focus. They had fixed their eyes to fill their stomach. Because they were selfish, they move and seek their own gain. They no more they see the things that God is seeking and doing. They use the ministry and the church as a way for their living. They totally lost their focus. They really fixing their eyes to fill their stomach. In verse 12, Isaiah 56, verse 12, say, what those people, what those church leaders say, come, each one cries, let me get wine. Let us drink our fill of beer, and tomorrow we will be like today, or even far better. Their mind is filled and focused to fill their stomach. They are so indulged with gatherings, occasions, celebrations, and feasting occasions. When the church leaders are so indulged in such activities, and in every activity there's food, how then they can rebuke people and the focus is to fill the stomach worldliness? The question here, as a conclusion of this message and this explanation, the question is for you. Are you a watchful shepherd and a responsible watchman who do God's will and keep warning the people and guide them to do what is right and just? Or you are a sleeping, a mute dog who is indulged in food, laziness, and greedy for material things and selfishness? The question is for you, and you need to answer it in the presence of God now in our mid. You must know, and we must know, everyone should know, God is going to judge those careless and irresponsible church leaders and workers who condones with people sins. Isaiah 56 verse 9, the word of God say, and that is what God is going to do, come all you beasts of the field, come and devour all you beasts of the forest. God will send his wrath to those who do not right, those who are careless, irresponsible watchmen and church leaders. He say, come all you beasts of the field. He will give them over to the enemies to devour them. Judgment is coming. God's judgment is coming and soon. Therefore, be earnest and repent. Isaiah 56 verse 1, this is what the Lord says. Maintain justice and do what is right. For my salvation is close at hand, and my righteousness will soon be revealed. Check yourself. Do you maintain justice and do what's right? Are you doing your part as church leaders, or you are the head of your family? Are you rebuking your children, correcting them, warning your co-workers in the ministry, disciplining them? or your focus on your stomach, selfishness, greed, and worldliness had made you a mute dog without discernment, without understanding or knowledge, sleepy, love to sleep. God called you today to repent. I encourage those who are standing firm to go on, to continue to warn the people, so salvation will flow through your lives to the people who are around you. And today I am rebuking the church leaders and the workers whom their lifestyles now brought them away from God. They follow their own ways with appetite to satisfy their worldly ambitions and serve their own idols. Repent this very day. Examine your life. Come to the Lord as a warning message. God is counting on you to serve Him in the way that He wants you to be, according to what is prescribed in His Word. Tell Him, Lord, I come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I repent from my greed, my selfishness, doing my own ways and will, seeking my own gain. Lord, I repent. Lord, I commit myself to be watchful and to be bold to face your people and rebuke them of their sins and wrongdoings. Lord, I commit myself to encourage those who do right and just. God, I pray. Tell him, Lord, I need your help. And I need your support to do that. Lord, I pray for my brothers and my sisters who had come in their ways to follow you wholeheartedly and to do the ministry faithfully in the way, O God, that you ordain it. Lord, uphold them with your grace and help them to stand firm. I pray you discipline those in the name of Jesus. Give them over to their sinful nature so they will repent and come back to you. Oh God, I pray that the purpose of sending this message of yours to your church and to your people had accomplished the purpose, and you will receive the harvest that you desire to see in the life of your church and your people. God, take this message, the power of the Holy Spirit, and make it reach those who are waiting to hear that. Let be more workers, more fruit, more commitment among your people toward you and your degrees and your word. God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.